right, call our meeting back to order. Other discussion on planning and zoning?
What about possibly a Tuesday meeting? There's an event that we have been invited to that we haven't made a decision if we're going to or not. I don't know or not, but anyway, that starts on Wednesday. It's a commissioner type thing, but when Tuesday we have openings for to revisit this discussion. Would that be far enough advanced, Eddie?
Yes, sir. That would be enough for me.
I mean, what I'm thinking is if we did that somewhere around 9:30 or 10, if that's all right.
Tuesday morning.
Sounds good to me.
Eddie, do you have a preference?
Or no, sir.
Okay. Well, then what we'll do is I'll have them set it up based off of what they look at everyone's calendar and all that fun stuff, and then they'll send a meeting request. I have a feeling it's going to be probably 10 o'clock is what I'm thinking it's going
to
be.
Yeah, the earlier the better, you know, because then you can do what you need to do the rest of the day or whatever, but whatever time you guys choose is fine.
All right. We're here in the afternoon anyway. So.
Right. So
we'll have to be out before noon.
We have to limit you, Eddie, otherwise you may be here all day.
Well, I know how much y'all love this stuff.
I'll send a note to Nikki and request the 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. Okay. So,
any other questions, comments?
Mm-mm.
Nope. I'll try to have a plan of action lined out for you. Maybe have some work done so you can look at that if you'd like, and then we'll go from there.
And that is December 7th, by the way.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then, looks like.
Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you.
See you, Eddie. Corps of Engineers out Granite Roads.
Randy's rescheduling that, or has, till Monday. He's going to put that up on the big map, and they have sent a list of those 20-some roads, and he has five or six of them that they've got on there that are not either not county roads or don't have access to lake areas or something like that he wants to talk with us about. So he thought it would take more time, and so he wanted to, I think he's rescheduled for
11:30
Monday.
Yeah.
Do you still want me to try to do two or three? Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The two or three that we've already agreed on with them.
Well, we already did those, but the additional three.
Yeah, that's what they personally agreed on them whenever they were here.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't down there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a repost, you're saying. You had mentioned when you walked in.
Right.
You had Randy wanted to repost it.
Randy
was
up there and talking to me about it.
All right. Next one, recorder of deeds budget.
Bob Dixon had come in and talked to me. He's got two ladies that he has been working the office, I guess, the scanning project, and they've been basically spending extra hours, and they haven't had a chance to take their vacation time, at least each one of them 1 week each. And his question was, could he request to roll over 1 week for both of them, or can he just pay them the 1 week vacation out of this year's budget and them not take it? For me, I didn't care either way, but I said it has to be a vote of the commission because it's non-standard. I think he'd rather just pay them the vacation time and
start fresh.
And start fresh, and that way the budget's this year, money came out of this year, and they aren't planning to take a vacation, and once again, if we start rolling vacation over. So I'm leaning toward just paying them their 1 week each. There's two individuals that all they are. Everyone else, he was able to manage their vacation, but these are two critical people for this document imaging scanning project that he's been working on.
I'm just like you, Jim. I don't want to start that rolling over, so I would rather just pay them.
So, all right, then how about motion to approve? Well, do we even motion?
No, I don't think so.
Are we in agreement?
Turn it in on.
He's just going to turn it in through payroll, and we've had a discussion. Chuck, are you?
I'm fine.
You're fine with that?
Sure.
Okay. So they can listen to the audio if there's an issue,
right.
We're fine with him doing that.
Okay.
The water flow switch replacement agreement?
Yes.
Go ahead. There's the agreement, Chuck.
There's a couple of possibilities on this. I'll just tell you that the contract that they wanted us to sign, Simplex Grinnell, for this $250 agreement, included terms and conditions where if, you know, one of their peoples were a terrorist and sabotaged the whole thing and hurt somebody, that person could sue them and we'd have to pay for it. I mean, that's how one-sided the agreement was, and I didn't think we ought to enter into the terms and conditions. They said they'd do it without the contract, and we can't do it without a contract. So what I did is I worked up a very simple contract, which I would ask you to approve, but there's another alternative as well, so I'd ask you to approve it in the alternative. I was asked by Linda, but what if they're on the state contract? Can we just go off of the state contract? And if we're just going to go off the state bid, I have no problem with that.
So that's the two options?
The two options. If we're allowed to go off the state contract, if there is a state contract on point with Simplex, go off that or otherwise see if they'll sign this very simple agreement. And basically it's from their quotation page and doesn't include their terms and conditions.
So and the motion you would like us to word is motion to approve water switch replacement agreement as presented by Bob Paulson and the authorization of purchasing off the state contract.
Yeah, rather than having the contract.
Rather than having an individual contract.
Either way.
Can the motion be just like that?
Yeah.
That was my motion. You'll have to listen to the audio again.
Okay.
But it was basically, once again, to approve the contract that Bob wrote or buy from the state contract
right.
Without a contract.
Without doing our own
pricing,
contract.
Without doing an individual contract.
Well, how hard is it to find out if they have a state bid? Now, if they have a state contract.
We're just giving Linda the option.
Linda will know that, and if they have one, she can do it. And if not, then we'll ask them to approve this contract.
I mean, it's probably, I would think, pretty easy, but...
So what you're saying is we're giving Linda the option to pick with Bob?
Yeah, because we don't know if Simplex Grinnell will accept this contract.
Yeah,
and if they don't, Linda's got to have an option to go get this agreement in place.
And we can go off the state bid. I mean, we can do that.
So is state bid's on there?
I don't know if there's a state bid on there. She called me and asked me if they could do that, and I said, sure. I had already done this contract at the time. She called me after, I guess, Renee had seen this on the agenda.
Well, let's do it. Let's just change it just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's have motion option A and B, acceptance of his contract, or B.
A or B.
A or B.
So let me just get a motion here. I move that we...
Would that be all right, Bob?
Approve the Simplex Grinnell, do the work, and it has to be done either by contract or off the state bid, one or the other.
But the contract is not the traditional contract, but your revised contract.
Correct.
Right.
So that's motion to agree to operate under the modified workflow switch replacement agreement as presented by Bob Paulson or... to operate off the state contract.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
Questions, comments?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I got a quick note. The auditor would like a motion for the recorder of deeds budget thing, so I move that we authorize 2 weeks of vacation to be paid out of the recorder of deeds budget as requested by Bob Dixon.
Okay. I'll second that.
The reason they're saying it is it's payroll. They want motions when it comes to payroll.
Right. I'll second that with the comment.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment is this is for people that have worked on a
special project.
Special project. This isn't any county employee asking for to be paid for their vacation time.
Fair enough.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
The last thing is the child support agreement. You can sign that. And then the next thing is the supplemental cooperative agreement for child support services.
There's actually two agreements.
Right. We have. You've reviewed it.
Yes, I have.
And we discussed it. We did not vote on the authorization to sign. And I believe, let me see here.
We approved
it.
The entering into the cooperative
which you could take to mean that the contract signed, but you didn't specifically say that anyone was authorized.
And you're just asking for clarification with a vote specifically to...
That, yes.
Yeah.
But there's more.
Right, okay. So anyway, we have an agreement that we signed back in September. Chuck signed in September based off our discussion, but we need a specific motion to authorize Chuck to sign it just for cleaning up the agreement. So it's a token motion because we agreed it and all that.
We can clarify that, make a motion that we're clarifying the earlier approval included the approval to sign the agreement. However, there was a problem under 432.070, which I put in the memo. And that is that 432.070 says that you can only enter into a contract that has consideration to be performed subsequent to the execution of the contract. You can't enter into a contract for something that's already been performed. And everybody seems to have signed this in July, and the contract begins in, signed it in September, and the contract begins in July. So I provided an additional sheet, and I don't know if you want to go with the additional sheet or if you just want to have him sign the contract, but I've given you a memo, and...
Well, let's just approve the memo, too. That way it's that's what you're saying, right?
I said what I'm saying in the memo.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Just so it's clarified, we received this contract with all the other signatures on it.
Yeah.
From all the other commissioners from the other counties, and we had a verbal discussion.
Yep.
And it already had been signed and dated by these other commissioners, and so Mr. Penn went ahead and signed it. But what you're saying is to clear up through a vote.
Correct. The agreement that we've said yes.
Okay.
So motion to approve the supplemental cooperative agreement for child support services with the memo.
Well, the memo doesn't go with the agreement. The memo is for your review. I added a page.
Gotcha.
You want? Can I have a copy of it? I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Well, here's the memo right here.
Right.
I saw your memo right here. I didn't read it, but there's the memo you're referring. I just saw this. I knew about the contract. I didn't know about the memo.
Someone came to me a couple of days ago. I'll go back to my microphone. And there's an extra signature page on each of them after the, if I could take it. I'll give it right back to you.
It's probably best because I shouldn't have it.
Okay. I was asked to perform a legal review of the above-referenced agreement today, and this is November 30th. I believe I reviewed it once before and stated it had some technical legal problems, although the terms seemed to benefit all the parties. We need to enter into this agreement. It's in Taney County's interests, okay? Sure. I do not have an opinion regarding each individual section of what is actually two separate agreements, supplemental agreement for Christian, Green, and Taney. Child support enforcement cooperative agreement is the second. I believe there's an adequate legal consideration for the agreement. And I say it seems to me the agreements are advantageous for all parties involved, but that's not a legal opinion. As you know, Section 50.660 RISMO requires any contract to be in writing and bear the certification of the accounting officer stating there's a balance otherwise unencumbered. That's not on here. I've added that. There's no certification. Okay, I've added that. As you may know, 432.070 states that no county shall make any contract unless such contract be made upon a consideration wholly to be performed or executed subsequent to the making of the contract. So, you know, whatever you're doing under the contract has to be done after you enter into it. And such contract, including the consideration, shall be in writing and dated when made. Further, it should be considered that the signature of one county commissioner on a contract doesn't bind the county unless it was authorized by a vote. That's why we're clarifying it. Therefore, the contract should be signed by the presiding commissioner only after a vote of the county commission approving the contract. Further, the agreements must include a certification by the accounting officer, who's our auditor. Also, the date each contract is signed should be a date that precedes the beginning of any performance under that contract. The terms of both contracts begin July 1st, 2010. Green County signed both agreements in September 2010, as did Christian County, which seems to be subsequent to July. But we don't know when the consideration is going to be performed unless we look more closely at the contract. Obviously, the provisions of this contract are advantageous to Taney County, and it would be in the county's best interest to enter into such an agreement if properly executed. Green County and Christian County signed the documents without change. I've reviewed the agreements and included my legal opinion in this memorandum for your consideration. So they signed it without change. What I have done is left that opportunity open for you, although you have my legal opinion. And then I have also included, or I thought I had included, an additional signature page that I'm looking for. It's not in here. I provided it to be in here, but it is not in here. And basically what it says is you're signing to the extent that it doesn't violate the Missouri law, et cetera. I worded it really nicely, but it's not in here for some reason.
So
sign it as is, but you have my legal opinion concerning subsequent.
Help me clarify, what does the motion need to be with this very complex situation? That you are comfortable with the motion that we can just sign, vote on this agreement that's beneficial to Taney County and all the other supporting counties?
You want me to just state it in pretty plain language?
Yes.
No, I don't want that.
I don't know if we've ever
That's
heard
impossible.
That.
That's impossible.
Have we ever heard that version of
Yes, Huber. Yes, Huber. Yes, we'd love that, Bob.
Go ahead. My motion is going to be what Bob says, I think.
Before the motion.
Okay.
432.070 states that you sign a contract only after. I mean.
But you already said that.
Okay. Has to be before, okay, anything's to be performed under the contract. The other two counties obviously violated this by signing in September for something that starts in July. You now have the option of doing that also, okay?
Yes.
And the agreement is with the state, who is funding you based on from last July.
So okay? Three wrongs make a right.
So I've added a page to kind of say, okay, we're signing this, but... we recognize there may be a problem because of 432.070 saying what I just said.
Okay.
We can sign it with that in there on a different signature page, or we can just sign it as is. I've given you my legal memorandum as to what the law is, and you can make a motion to sign as is, or you can make a motion to sign the page that I have provided. That is your decision. I, as a legal opinion, I've given my memo, and you can... follow it or not follow it, but it is the law, and the other two parties didn't, in my opinion, follow the law. Does that make any sense?
Was there a motion in there?
Clarification.
Can you make it plainer? Okay. Even though you use your plain English, let's use it plainer than that.
There are two different motions that you could make. A motion to approve the contract and sign as the contract was presented to the County Commission. That's one motion. Or the second motion is to approve the contract using the signature page provided by our legal counsel.
That's the second one's my motion with our signature page.
Do I hear a second? I'll second the motion.
Excellent.
Discussion or question?
Do you have a question?
No, I tell you.
If you don't have a question.
Here's the whole thing. So, there's people listening in to the conversation. Every county, this was a topic that was brought up there at the meeting also, and every county has the same situation that they went through. I don't know whether this contract got sent out late to those counties or what, but it's the same thing. I was visiting with the commissioners from other counties that had this discussion.
Basically, you're put in the position of entering into this agreement with the state, which is what you need to do.
Yeah. Great.
Or violate...
Just stop. Stop.
Is it in here? I'm sorry. Stop.
Let's just vote and get on to the next subject, please.
Okay.
We have a motion on the floor.
I would call for the vote on that.
Thank
All
you.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Thank Opposed. You. Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you for helping with that, Bob.
The next two things we have listed, sir, is the approval of minutes and the executive session
okay.
of personnel that you, I think, requested yesterday. Yeah, I've got a personnel. Thank
you. So that's only two things left on the agenda.
Plus the,
here's,
like I said,
here's the document. Bob took everything. Would you sign that, sir? We voted on that already.
Yes.
And then she can take both those documents up to Nick.
Okay. And I've looked at these. All right.
I'd looked at them earlier.
I think these are. Are those regular or executive?
These are regular.
All right. So motion to approve September 24th, October 12th. October 13th, October 25th, regular meeting minutes.
Those are minutes that, as Jim used the term, slipped through the cracks. They were actually minutes that did not have check numbers that were requested at a later date on those minutes, so we went ahead and pulled them out. All right, am I right?
No, you're right. I got to add 23rd in that date, too.
Okay.
I'll modify my motion to add the 23rd also.
Of October.
Yes. Okay.
Gentlemen, if I could presiding, I actually have what Mr. Paulson was looking for you to sign.
Okay.
Okay. And there's three of them. So.
Okay, so that's the motion. Did you second it, Danny?
Yes.
Do you need any
pen? Got one. Okay. Second it.
Okay, that's what these five dates are.
Okay.
So, and Danny's second, I think he said.
Comment if, yep. If the clerk would, there's a couple, two or three spellings, and I just put a little question mark. Very minor things.
Yeah.
With clerical corrections.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Three of them, Mr. Connell.
Okay. And Bob, did we vote on what I'm signing here?
That's my understanding.
Yes, we just
okay.
did.
Okay. Just checking to be sure. And those two.
You can take those back to Nick. We've already voted on those.
Control those have been voted on and signed.
And while we're doing this, and while we've got this discussion, I'm gonna. This is administrative, but I'm going to talk about the copy filing cabinets that we have going to get for the office, so that the girls can keep track of this.
Yeah, update them.
Contracts that would be presented to the commission on a more timely manner.
But I don't think this contract got to them.
It didn't, but I'm just saying that this would in other future things, we would know that it was presented to us late, already signed by three other commissions, or two other commissions, I guess. But anyway, we would know and could designate that through our vote to the public, and they would know that we hadn't made any mistake that they could follow. So I want to put in speed mode getting the file cabinets in our office.
Speed mode.
I understood from talking to Nikki yesterday when we were looking for different contracts that she has everything for like a year and a half or something, but things that are previous to that are sometimes hard to find. And so that's, I want to get started on that and we'll.
Okay. What else? Ready to go into executive? Anything?
For personnel is all we have left, right?
Yes, and do some minutes. I'll make a motion to go into executive session pursuant to 610.0213 for personnel.
Second.
With the intention also approving some minutes at the same time. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Give us a minute.